Hit Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. Currently, it's kind of weird doing a podcast in the middle of the street in Broome. It's like, the show felt normal, but then this part is like, you know, normally I'm chilling back at this point in the studio. Got my, like, hair, I untie my hair. I'm like, you know, sort of starting
untie
a little bit more comfortable.
Hair.
Yeah, because, you know, I have it tied up for work, and then I loosen up when I'm at home, when I'm Alan home mode, you know. But right now we're in the middle of Pasquale Plaza.
We are.
I used to walk around here all the time, like 7 years ago when I first got the gig here. This used to be just like my hood. I just walk around, hang out, pat stray dogs. You know, all that sort of stuff. That's not true.
We did just see a dog. Where did he go?
I don't know, but you got egg on your head, I think.
Oh, do I?
Is that... Can we get Loz over here for a second, who does stuff
is
behind the scenes? Is that
hair?
Egg in her hair?
Well, look, better than on your face.
It's egg,
right?
Yeah. Does she even know how to eat?
Well, no, I was just feeding the puppy, but where did he go?
Feeding it by headbutting a dog. That's a weird way to do it, but anyway. Who am I to question it? Hey, I know what everyone's listening to right now. They're listening to, obviously, for us, but also listening for the Alpha Bucks letter and a couple of answers. So let's do that. Your letter tomorrow... That's not the right one. I had the wrong sheet. That would have been embarrassing. Your letter tomorrow is T for Tango.
Okay.
Tango. No, that's an easy one. You get that. Okay, here we go. Well, this is a hard one, but I like it. Give me, starting with T, a WA beach.
Trangy?
You've got to commit to the word there.
Trangy?
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 Trangy.
I'm just saying a word.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't know what that word is. Talcoola Beach would be an answer. Just say Town Beach.
Town
That's beach. The
answer. Oh, yeah.
In Broome, Town Beach. Just say Town Beach. We'll take Town Beach. All right,
I
and the other one.
The word.
This one's interesting. All right, let's go this one. Starting with the letter T, T for Tango, name me a chocolate brand.
Time out.
Yep, I'll go with that.
You had to process that for a second.
Well, because on my shirt I got Toblerone.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And I don't know if it's the actual brand. But no, but it's a type of chocolate. It would take time out. Okay. I'm not going to dispute that. I'm not that guy.
No.
I'll tell you what, but the rest of them, pretty gettable if I'm being honest. Pretty easy. So hopefully we'll be giving away $1,000 tomorrow. That's all we can do. Fingers crossed. We're about to head out.
We are. But I'm going to just give myself another spray of this
hit me with that.
Tropical strength before we do that.
I like to do it every half an hour.
My SPF 50 is going to be reapplied.
At the end of this trip, I'm going to have so much acne because my skin will not be able to breathe the whole time it's here from that bug spray. But I'm okay with it because it's better than getting mauled by midges. Yeah, and that is the number one thing to take away from this chat. Enjoy the podcast. We are going to go pat stray dogs now. Goodbye. We are here in Broome today. We're here for a few days. And please, if you get the chance, pop on by and say hello to us at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, Ganthian Point. Going to be hosting a little bit of a sundown, a bit of fun, some prizes giveaway, which is going to be pretty cool. And looking forward to it. But we are here in Broome for that.
Yeah.
Also to have some fun.
Yeah.
And the people that are in Broome was our whole team. So it's you. Me?
Yep.
I don't know why I pointed opposite. You don't know I saw that, but I saw that.
Tick, tick,
Loz,
present.
Who does a lot of stuff behind the scenes, promotions and stuff. And Dan Cole, the big boss.
Yeah, he's our boss.
DC.
Yeah.
There go. That's his voice. You're cool.
Yeah, I heard he had his own universe once.
He did. Now, Dan Cole and I, we've worked together for years and years and years, off and on. I know him fairly well, as well as you can know your boss, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to get to know each other a bit more on this trip. I was going to say holiday. It's not a holiday, Alan. Stop saying that. It's a trip. Our combination and your currently situation where it's a two-bedroom but one kind of living area. So you get a separate bedroom each, but you've got a shared kind of lounge, shared kind of kitchen, shared kind of bathroom, but it's two separate bedrooms.
Yeah.
So you've got that with Loz.
Yeah.
And I now have that with Dan Cole.
Yes, you do.
I'm a very private person most of the time. I don't like people hearing my movements anywhere, bow or in the hallways.
Well, it's funny because when we do go on these trips together, it gets to a certain point in the day where it's like you're like a bat in a cave. You retreat.
I do. I hide. And, you know, what I do there is my own business.
I don't ask any questions.
And you shouldn't. And good on you for not asking them, with respect to my privacy. However, we walk into the place late yesterday after we got off the plane, and the boss pulled rank straight away.
He is the boss. That is the whole draw card of being a boss.
Well, I don't want to pull the other card that I can pull, but aren't I like the radio announcer? Isn't it my name on the show? Aren't we here because of like you and myself? Like, we're equal parts for the record. So it's like you, me, like top, and then like the boss just under, and Loz, who does stuff behind the scenes, she's like way down the bottom.
Now, I don't want to have to explain how corporate structure works, Alan.
Please, we have time.
Or how we're actually paying our bills at the moment. But, you know, I think DC has a little to do with that.
We walk in, one room has a queen bed, and the other room has two little single beds. I am a big guy, and immediately Dan goes, yeah, sorry, mate, going to have to pull rank here. And he goes, you'll be sleeping in there. I told him to make it a double, but I don't know what's happened there, mate, but there you go. That one's all yours. The front of the room, like, I'm at the front of where the actual hotel room is. There's a light that's penetrating straight in. I did not sleep at all last night. Woke up this morning. Oh, Dan, how'd you sleep? Yeah, really good, mate. It was probably one of the best sleeps I've ever had in my life. Oh, sounds lovely. So this is what I'm dealing with right now. And you're telling me I can't do anything about this because he's my boss.
You absolutely cannot. He is the boss. Like, you can't, Alan. Why don't you just put the two beds together?
No, I can't because I'll flip it in the middle or something.
I'm talking about his and yours, you know?
Oh, I should get into bed with the boss. That's a good strategy. Get into bed with the boss. Now I understand how corporate structure works. This has been really enlightening. Thank you so much, Carly. We are live right here in Broome at Pass Bailey Plaza, opposite Coles. It's open up. Everyone's booming and moving and grooving for a fun day in Broome. And I know the rest of the state, a lot of rain. But here... Sorry to break it to you, but it is 32. It is warm and lovely today.
It is actually really nice. And joining us right now, actually, is Karen O'Grady. She's the CEO of Seagulls. And I just love what you do. And I love that you're a CEO as well. So
double whammy of good.
Of the Broome sector, yeah. I will say.
But tell us about your organization. It's pretty new, actually.
Yeah, it was actually started by a girl named Tara down in Perth. It's quite big in Perth. It's just starting to slow down there because it's a little bit colder. But we are taking off here in Broome.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I say cold there, but yeah, perfect.
I know. I had to explain that. I had to say, no, it's now. We do this now.
Had to bring out a graph, go, no, wet season, no, dry season. Yeah, absolutely.
So you recently had your first event. Actually, it's been in the last week or so. So how did it go?
Yeah, so we had 23 girls show up for a private Facebook group that started the week before. So that's crazy, amazing. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to just do regular events. There's sort of no set times. We do like to keep it a real safe space. So it will be on the Facebook group, but regular events, and we'll take it all the way through dry season.
100%. And so I imagine the point of this is just to kind of get your own collective unit of people that you can share stuff with and just have this kind of nice bunch of friends.
Yeah, so it's all about connection of self, of others, and of nature. So... getting out there doing something that you probably wouldn't normally do. Like, I hadn't seen a sunrise for, I don't know, until last weekend. Yep. And it was great. Like, we love going down. Like, it's Broome. We always are down for sunset. Mm-hmm. And it's packed with people. But sunrise is not as many people. So it was really nice having all that space down the beach and just hanging out with friends.
Yeah. And as someone that's new to WA, I absolutely love this idea because I've even spoken about this on the show. It is so hard as an adult to form connections, and this is what you're doing. You're kind of fast-tracking that process, and I understand you're kind of new to Broome as well, so I could imagine it's been pretty amazing for you.
Yeah, I'm new to Broome. I only arrived here in December, though my family have been here for a long time. But yeah, that's what I was thinking. I thought I was watching on Instagram and TikTok on Tara's accounts and the Seagulls accounts, and I went, I would like to do that. Mm-hmm. And so I sat there and watched for a little bit longer before I went, I'm going to contact them and just see what I can do here. And yeah, I contacted Tara and she was super keen. And this is how we got birthed here in Broome.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And now you've got shirts.
Yes. We do have shirts. There's a little bit of merch coming out, which is great because it's totally a free group. So we do have a little bit of merch coming out, which is exciting.
That's good. Is the water cold first thing in the morning?
Oh, well, there was a lot of scared women down the beach on Saturday. But it was actually warmer in than it was out. Like once we were in, we're like, I don't really want to hop out. The water was beautiful. I think the locals were more concerned, the more climatized people. Yeah. I was happy to go in and it was great. But also running with a group of women.
Yeah.
That is very empowering.
Is it like a primal scream and you're running to it like you're invading the water?
We did try to do that, but the tide went out too far, so now we're going to hear the song.
Just running. Oh, no, we're in Bali. We ran too far. What happens? Hey, thanks for the chat. And if you want more information and be part of the group, what do they need to look up?
You can actually follow along on TikTok and Instagram. But if you want to be part of the Broome group, just check out Seagulls Broome on Facebook and there's a private group there.
That's awesome. And looking forward to our Carly jumping in the water tomorrow. Carly, you came?
Can't wait.
I've got a show to do. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't. We'll make time for that. Don't worry about that. Thanks so much for the chat today. We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Karma, a real thing.
Yeah, because yesterday I believe I had a case of instant good karma. So someone asked if they could take my window seat, which I did want, and I thought, no, I'm going to be a good human here. Gave them the window seat.
In return for a middle seat as well. That's actually like, to be honest, they asked me, like, you pretend you're the old lady that asked me for the window seat, and it's my window seat.
No.
Absolutely not. I mean, maybe.
I did hesitate for a second. I thought, no. Then anyway, as I'm sitting in the middle seat, as we go to take off, the lady in front of me turns around, who knew the lady who I'd given my seat up to, and said, do you mind if we swap? So therefore, I ended up with a window seat in the end, and good karma, I think. So
instant karma.
Instant good karma. Mm. We did open it up on 131060 to ask you guys if you believe in karma. And we've got Sandra from Bunbury on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Sandra, tell us what makes you a believer of karma. Tell us your story.
Well, this is actually about an animal. And so one time I noticed when I was having a shower that there was this little creepy lizard that used to stick his head over the shower curtain, and it would look at me, and I just think, I don't believe in reincarnation, but every now and then I think with animals like that, I wonder. Anyway, so there was another day I went in there, and it's on the floor, so I thought, right, so I went and caught it, and I had it sitting on the bench, and every time I walked past it in the kitchen, it would stick its head up, it would slowly watch me as I walked past, and it wouldn't do it to anybody else, only me. Anyway, then after a couple of days of torment, I thought, oh, I'll release it outside. So I took it outside, flicked it onto the lawn, and straight away, a crow came and picked it up and took off with it.
Now, what is the karmic lesson in all of this?
Don't
mess with Sandra or you'll get yours.
So much to unpack.
Don't peek at Sandra in the shower.
At the end of the day, you did feed a crow, and that must be some good karma. And maybe in a past life, that lizard was a peeping Tom who was up to no good, and so you've kind of done the right thing. I'm trying to help out. I have no idea how that works. Let's go to our next caller very quickly. Crystal from Geraldton, you believe in karma?
Yeah, big time. Everything in my life has definitely happened from one good karma or a bad karma. And
yeah, and so how many lizards have you fed to crows today?
Definitely not feeding the crows today.
Okay, all right, so sorry.
But it definitely came from my dream job was to run a wildlife park, and we just happened to meet people, have good karma, we did kind things for one another, and now I've got my dream job of owning a wildlife park. So
I love that.
That is so awesome.
It was a dream we've been working for 2 years, and it was something that everyone was like, oh, so out of reach, but it just happened because good people will find each other in the world, and you will cause amazing things to happen. But like, I even just helped an old lady across the road and just happened to get $1,000 in my account because my tax had gone through wrong and they owed me money.
Oh, sorry. Now you don't happen to have any lizards in that wildlife park,
this is,
do you?
This is...
so I have a lot of lizards. That's my hobby. We've got over 100 species of lizards and animals and everything. So,
well, Crystal, yeah. I'm going to let you do a quick plug for your wildlife park so then I get the good karma. What is your wildlife park called?
Greta Wildlife Park in Geraldton, 20 minutes south. Come and see us.
All right, get along. Get along to that one. I'm cutting her off and ruining my karma. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and a show is kicking off another season tonight, which asks all the tough questions in a show simply called You Can't Ask That. They get a range of different people from a range of different backgrounds and ask the questions that, let's be honest, you shouldn't be asking, Carly.
Yeah, and one of the filmmakers from the show joins us now, Kirk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I have to say, this is amazing viewing. It's like you're on the edge of your seat for the wrong reasons. Like, ooh, I can't believe they just said that.
100%.
There are no topics that you are afraid to touch, from bogans to cheaters to adult virgins to even heavier topics like people that have killed someone.
Yeah.
As a filmmaker, this must be fascinating to work on.
It's a dream job, really, because I also get to sit in that seat and, you know, as they pick the question up and read it out, then ask the follow-up question. So I get to see it firsthand how they answer these questions for the very first time. So I often think of it as I get to talk to the most interesting people in the country and ask them the most screwed up questions about their life and get to hear their honest answers about it. So there's nothing more exciting than that, really.
For me, a couple episodes have stood out in my mind where they pick up the question to read and you see them read the question, process it before they're about to read it out, and then they just kind of get a little overwhelmed by just the actual question itself. That must be just such a huge moment when you're on set filming these things.
Yeah, and this is a really deliberate choice to do it this way, because for these people, if you imagine a lot of the people on our show, and we started off in season 1 with talking to Muslims, Aboriginal people, people in wheelchairs, and their entire lives, people have shouted out things across the street, you know, spoken behind their back, asked questions, you know, very, very voyeuristically. And for this chance, it's like these questions are questions you can't ask, but they get to take it in, process the question themselves, and then answer it however they want. And that's actually a real change.
As a filmmaker, how do you actually convince people to talk about the most vulnerable parts of their lives on national TV?
Well, season one was very, very difficult because the name of the show, the types of questions they were going to get. But as the seasons have gone along and people have seen how they've been treated, we're positive about their lives. That makes a big difference. First of all, they have to own their story, so they're in no doubt that, hey, I'm this person and I've been through this experience. And secondly, generally they want to explain, hey, I've always been misunderstood and I want to tell the truth. And if that combination of things exists, then it's sort of easier to get someone over the line.
Has there ever been like a walkout or a moment on set that just like hasn't quite made it to film?
There's definitely been times where people have said, you know, I don't want to answer that, or I have a problem with that question. For me, I don't find that a challenging thing at all, because then you can unpack why. Why can't we ask that question? Why is that a rude thing to ask? And let's sort of hear from you why that's such an inappropriate thing to ask. And so time and time again, I am just, you know, surprised and enthralled by the way that people take these questions that you or I might find really, really insensitive and deal with them in an amazing way.
100%. Well, it all kicks off talking all things Bogans. You Can't Ask That premieres tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on ABC TV and ABC iView. Looking forward to the Bogan one, and I think there's going to be a lot of funny questions that are going to be asked. Thanks so much for the chat today. We appreciate it.
No problems. Yeah, the Bogans, one of the best questions is, have you ever done a burnout whilst holding a beer in your hand? And there's a very solid endorsement of that question.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.